This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML Standing Committee discuss latest political scenario. People's leader Madan Bhandari's birth anniversary being marked today. Advocates on behalf of writ petitioners complete their pleading in case of dissolution of the House of Representatives. Ministry of Health and Population urges all to reach hospitals for testing COVID-19 and help government to control the pandemic. And favourites Belgium defeat defending champions Portugal and Czech Republic upsets Netherlands in round 16 matches of the Euro Cup. Now the news in detail. CPN-UML has decided to hold a meeting of the General Convention Organising Committee on the 30th of June. The Standing Committee meeting of the party held at Prime Minister's residence yesterday decided to hold the next meeting of the committee on the 30th of June to discuss the latest political development. Party spokesperson Pradeep Gawali said yesterday's meeting had also fixed the agenda for the next meeting. As per the decision, the party's next standing committee meeting will dwell on the case sub judice at the Supreme Court on the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the dispute that has surfaced on organizing committee of the 10th General Convention of the party. Commenting on the latest development of talks with Nepal Khanal-led faction, spokesperson Gewali said the talks have been stalled after some lawmakers close to leader Madhav Kumar Nepal signed the proposal to make Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa the Prime Minister. Yesterday's meeting also suggested the government to make the relief, rescue and control initiatives in the flood and landslide effective. Today is the 17th birth anniversary of communist ideologue and the then General Secretary of CPN-UML, Madan Bhandari. Born on July 27, 1951, People's Leader Bhandari is known for his political theory of people's multi-party democracy, which is the coming together of basic Marxist tenets and democratic norms and values. Bhandari had died under mysterious circumstances in the Das Tunga accident. CPN-UML will be holding various programs to remember late People's Leader Bhandari today. The advocates on behalf of Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa completed the pleading on the case related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the Supreme Court yesterday. The advocates had pleaded in the case, claiming the appointment of Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa as the new Prime Minister relating to the writ petition filed by 146 lawmakers. Senior advocate Savita Bhandari and advocate Bhimarjunacharya, among others, had pleaded in the case yesterday. The constitutional bench, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangabadur Rana, including senior justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Kharka, Ishwar Prasad Khatiora and Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattrai, have been holding the regular hearing since Wednesday. Some 300 advocates have registered for pleading in the case. From today, the advocates on behalf of the defendant will plead on the case. The Supreme Court has given them 15 hours for the pleading. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to implement the government recommendation of appointing former Minister Yuvaraj Karki as Nepal's ambassador to Bahrain. Joint bench of Justices Sapana Malla and Prakash Tungana issued the order in the name of the government yesterday. The cabinet meeting held on 8 May had recommended Karki as the ambassador to Bahrain, amending the rules regarding educational qualification of an ambassador. The Supreme Court earlier had scrapped the government's decision to amend the educational qualification of the ambassadors. The total national death tally due to coronavirus infection has crossed 9,000. Updating data related to coronavirus at a press briefing at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday. Spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, said due to the floating of health safety protocols and lapse in testing, the number of infections and deaths related to the virus had been increasing. On the occasion, Dr. Paudel urged all to help control the pandemic by reaching the nearest designated hospitals for testing if they have these symptoms. He also informed all the government, including the local and provincial governments, to manage free test and treatment of COVID-19. Dr. Baudil also informed that additional 3,007 corona-infected people had registered full recovery in Nepal yesterday, taking the total recovery to more than 5,084. This has pushed the recovery rate from COVID-19 to 92.2%. Likewise, the ministry reported 1,920 new cases of COVID-19 infection yesterday. The health ministry also confirmed 34 corona-related deaths yesterday, leading the national death tally to 9,009. The government of Nepal and the World Bank have signed a $150 million agreement, which is equivalent to 17.78 billion Nepali rupees. The agreement includes concessional loan agreement to support Nepal's resilient recovery from the COVID-19 infection, from the COVID-19 pandemic rather. The agreement was signed by the Finance Secretary Sisyu Kumar Dhungana on behalf of the Government of Nepal and the World Bank Country Director of Nepal, Faris Hadajavro, semester program at the Finance Ministry yesterday. The loan amount will be utilized to protect the most vulnerable and support sustainable growth in the country. On the occasion, Finance Secretary Sisyu Dhungana expressed happiness that the project would help Nepal build back better and greener through reforms of the tax and custom systems, public investment management, environmental regulations, and date management. Agitating engineers under the National Reconstruction Authority have agreed to return to work following their agreement with the Reconstruction Authority. As per the agreement, the protesting engineers under the Central Project Implementation Unit will get allowances relating to communications, transport, and local affairs. The agreement was signed between Project Director of the unit, Shyam Kishore Singh, on behalf of the unit, and Abhinash Amar from the Agitating Engineers at the presence of Authority's Chief Executive Officer, Sushil Gewali. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *1415 # डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israel has serious reservations about the Iran nuclear deal being put together in Vienna, new Foreign Minister Yair Lapid told his American counterpart as he pledged to fix the mistakes made in the U.S.-Israeli relations in recent years. In their first face-to-face meeting since Israel's new government was sworn in 2 weeks ago, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Lapid had a very positive and warm discussions, according to the U.S. officials. The main topics were the nuclear deal and Iran's and Israel's normalization accords with Gulf Arab states, as well as humanitarian aid to Gaza and the status of East Jerusalem, a topic that helped fuel the latest wave of violence between the Israelis and Palestinians in May. Now sports. Favourites Belgium defeated defending champions Portugal and Czech Republic, stunned the Netherlands in yesterday's round of 16 UEFA Euro Cup matches. In the match played at Estudio de la Cartuja in Seville of Spain, Belgium defeated Portugal 1-0 thanks to a 42-minute goal by Thorga Hazard. Spain will be facing Croatia and FIFA World Cup winners. France will be facing Switzerland in round of 16 matches today. The winner of the round of 16 matches go to the quarterfinals of the UEFA Euro Cup. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. CPNUML Standing Committee discuss latest political scenario. People's leader Madan Bhandari's 70th birth anniversary being marked today. Advocates on behalf of writ petitioners complete their pleading in case of dissolution of the House of Representatives. Ministry of Health and Population urges all to reach hospitals for testing COVID-19 and help government to control the pandemic. And favourites Belgium defeat defending champions Portugal and Czech Republic upsets Netherlands in the round of 16 matches of UEFA Euro Cup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.